This is Dr. Singham dictating from Shiawassee County Medical, Pleasant View Medical Care Facility. Patient's first name is Karen, K-A-R-E-N. Last name is Hulbert, H-U-L-B-E-R-T. Date of birth is 3/31/1946. Date of evaluation is 8/22/2023. HPI history page, complaint, psychiatric evaluation for management of depression and to assess cognitive functioning. History of present illness. This is a 77 years old female who has been a resident of this facility since 5/8/2023. She was admitted here from Memorial Healthcare. Patient chart indicates history of fibromyalgia, congestive heart failure, diabetes, polyneuropathy, hypertension, macular degeneration, major depression, hyperparathyroidism, herpes, viral, vascular dermatitis, history of falls, vitamin D deficiency, history of malignant neoplasm of breast. Patient was admitted here on Cymbalta 60 milligram for fibromyalgia and was also prescribed Lexapro 5 milligram once a day. She was calm and pleasant during my evaluation. Peer patient talked about her history of skin disorder and reports that she was treated at Mayo Clinic in University of Michigan and was told that she has a rare blood disorder and underwent chemotherapy for 1 year. Period patient reports that she has a neuropathy and also reports that she has one kidney. Patient acknowledged sometimes feeling down and sad, but denied any feelings of hopelessness, no suicidal ideation. There's no known history of hypomanic or psychotic symptoms. Next paragraph, patient reports that she grew up in Michigan, reports she has three children. One lives in Owasso and two live in a town which is not too far from here. Here, patient reports that she is divorced and used to work as a nurse's aide at Durand Senior Care. Next paragraph, a review of systems, general non-reported eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genitourinary, non-reported musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, skin, non-reported neurologic, complaint of memory problems, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, not known. Number of prior psychiatric hospitalization, unknown. Prior suicide attempt, no. Prior suicide regression, no. Next paragraph. Social history, education, high school, current occupation. Used to work as a nurse's aide. Next paragraph, relationship, divorce, number of children, three. Next prior legal issues, none. Next prior medical record, lab diagnostic test, collateral form and chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under history and habits, under review of history and habits, see medical history as reported in HPI. Next paragraph, psychiatric mental status examination. Blood pressure 126/62, pulse 85, respiration 18. Now, Next paragraph, general, appropriately groomed demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, sitting in a wheelchair, speech clear, mood mildly dysphoric, thought processes, periods of confusion, perceptual disturbances, denial, level of consciousness, alert. Orientation to a place. Time with the normal memory. Recent impaired. Attention, concentration poor. Language with the normal fund of knowledge. Fear, judgment limited. Next paragraph, medication, undercurrent medication, Cymbalta 60 milligram once a day, number 2 Lexapro 5 milligram once a day, number 3 MAR reviewed. Next paragraph, under assessment and plans, major depressive disorder, recurrent, moderate F33.1, plans continue, duloxetine and Lexapro as prescribed, period may benefit from supportive psychotherapy. Number 2, unspecified dementia, unspecified severity without behavioral disturbance, psychotic disturbance, mood disturbance, and anxiety, F03.90. Next paragraph, disposition, notify our service of any changes in mood behaviors. Next paragraph, patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic regimen, including its efficacy and side effects. Next paragraph, MoCA testing was done. Patient scored 20 out of 30, which is indicative of underlying dementia. Next paragraph, procedure code 99305, end of dictation.